The most important sources for information for the Romans, though, were their allies. Relying heavily on information passed along by allies or countries believed to be allies lasted throughout the Republic's history and was often the cause of major Roman defeats, because, of course, allies sometimes saw a weaker Rome to be in their best interests. The earliest Roman spy for whom records exist was Fabius Caesar, who lived during the early Republic after the siege of Rome. A native bilingual, he was sent by his brother Q. Fabius Maximus to live as a farm laborer among the Umbrians of Camerinum. Having determined that their intentions towards Rome were not hostile, Fabius Caesar returned to his brother, who then brought the Umbrians into an alliance with Rome. The novelty of his mission was that the Ciminian forest, home to the Umbrians, was nowhere near Rome's own borders at that time, and so their alliance was not expected. Bilinguals like Fabius Caesar played an increasingly important role as Rome began to take over the Italian peninsula. By the time of the First Punic War in 260 BCE, the Romans had established a fleet of small ships specifically designed to detect foreign invasions by sea. But the greatest innovations on Roman espionage would come with the Second Punic War waged against Hannibal and his elephants in the years 218 to 202 BCE. Hannibal was a Carthaginian statesman who led an army overland from Iberia on a march against the Italians. According to Polybius, in year 218 BCE, 90,000 infantry, 12,000 cavalry, and an unknown number of war elephants attacked Rome overland from the north, taking the Romans by surprise. Unlike the Romans, Hannibal had constructed an efficient intelligence unit with his armies. Indeed, Hannibal's entire operation against Italy was the direct result of an intelligence success on his part. After learning that some of his scouts had intercepted information that Rome planned to attack the Iberian Peninsula in modern Spain, Hannibal decided to avoid them by going on the offensive and invading Italy first. Many of Hannibal's successful strategies during the war were dependent on his intelligence operations. His impressive knowledge of the terrain of battle, so accurate that he was able to utilize war elephants in ambushes, and a regular flow of information on the political alignments of regional tribes and cities gave him a distinct advantage over Rome, even in what could be considered Rome's own home territory. Hannibal also successfully used intelligence on the inner workings of the Roman Senate in planting ambushes against overconfident but heavily pressured Roman generals, such as Longus and Flaminius. Another example of Hannibal's detailed knowledge of Roman affairs was his efforts to isolate Fabius in the Roman Senate by burning every field in combat operations except those belonging to Fabius, thereby giving strength to rumors of Fabius's own disloyalty. As a result, the Roman Senate suspected Fabius of working with the enemy. Roman intelligence assets during the war were subsequently adapted from Hannibal's own tactics. For example, the first Roman signaling system was used during the Battle of Arpi in 213 BCE, a tactic taken directly from Hannibal. By the end of the war, Rome's intensification of its intelligence operations began to pay off. The interception by Roman scouts of a message containing Hannibal's brother Hasdrubal's route to join their divisions enabled the Romans to destroy his army. Without those vital reinforcements, Hannibal's army was not large enough to occupy the Italian peninsula, and Roman victory became inevitable. At the same time, Rome sent the general Scipio to Africa in the hopes that Hannibal would be forced to return home. Using centurions as spies dressed as slaves, who were even publicly whipped to add to the illusion, Scipio was able to secure detailed information on the camp of King Syphax, his main adversary, that when he had his troops set fire to Syphax's camp and ambush his fleeing soldiers, not a single Roman was killed. This defeat forced Hannibal to return to Africa, where he was eventually defeated by Scipio at the Battle of Zama in 202 BCE, after which Carthage sued for peace.